Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. Hello and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Monday. We are in the studio today. Annie Bradfield is here with me. She is the Chief Marketing and Development Officer for Blue Ridge Hospice. Along with Dr. Flynn, he is the Chief Medical Director. So we're going to get all kinds of hospice information. You've got some really cool, fun events that you're going to give us some details on. So thank you guys for coming on a dreary kind of Monday to hang out with me for a little bit.
That's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I know it's better than having it be 1,200 degrees outside and being gross and sweaty. So I guess we should be thankful. Even for the overcast days.
Well, and we need the rain.
We do need the rain. That's what my husband was arguing. He brought me mums for my birthday and all weekend kept saying, should I water those? Should I water those? I'm like, I think it's going to rain on Monday. Hang tight. If you water them now, we won't get the rain.
Right.
Because isn't that how it always works?
Yeah.
So I've been keeping my umbrella. I've been carrying my umbrella, you know, leaving it in the car because that's the other way that it makes it rain.
Exactly.
If you have it with you, you don't need it.
Exactly.
But Annie, I am so glad that you and Richard Kennedy reached out to me a few weeks ago about getting hospice on the episode, because you guys have some events that are coming up, and they're coming up pretty quickly.
They are, just in the next couple of weeks. October 19th is our big day. We have the Butterfly Run 5K, 10K coming up, and that's a walk slash run. We don't mind what you do. Just come out and support the hospice. It's registration starts at 8 a.m., and the race starts at 9, but you can also register online ahead of time. Just go to blueridgehospice.org, and you'll find all the information you need there.
And you couldn't have picked a better location.
Be beautiful.
Yeah, the Arboretum in Long Branch. It's just beautiful whether you're walking or running.
Exactly, and it's fall time.
Yes.
So the trees are going to be changing. Maybe the ginkgo trees will be changing, and they're that beautiful bright orange or yellow.
That reminds me, yes. I did a show a couple of weeks ago from Blandy, and Tim Farmer was telling me about the ginkgo, and I totally forgot to put in my calendar that I want to go back out there because I understand they're gorgeous.
Yes. Well, maybe October 19th is
Yeah, I'm not going to do the whole run thing. I joke, our station owner is a runner, and I always joke with him that I don't run to the car in the rain. So maybe now that I know walking is an option, that's a good option to have.
Yes, you can walk. It'll be a beautiful walk that day.
Well, and the other thing you have going on is more up my alley because it's music. And that you can just sit and enjoy, right?
Exactly. Yes. Also on October 19th, we have our fourth annual One More Song benefit concert. All proceeds benefit our music therapy program. And this year, our headliner is Bill Kirchen and Too Much Fun, which is really exciting. And we also have Wayne Lee Ray, a local band that will be joining us. That is at B Chord Brewery in Round Hill. And doors open at 7, and the show starts at 8. And you can also buy tickets online.
So you could walk or run during the day.
Absolutely.
And then go chill in the evening, have a beer, listen to some music.
Have some great beer. B Chord is a great venue right there in Round Hill. And they've been really gracious in giving us a venue this year. They're going to have food trucks there. They make wood oven pizza, and their beer is fantastic. So it's going to be a great show. And, you know, the One More Song concert benefit was started by a family member, Scott Pardue, who is actually a smoke and harmonica player in Wayne Lee Ray. And he was really the guy who started this about 4 years ago. We took care of his mom, and he was so impressed with the music therapist who came to visit his mom in our inpatient care center that he wanted to do something as a musician to give back. And here we are 4 years later, and it's gotten bigger and bigger. And, you know, Wayne Lee Ray, again, as Annie said, a local band. They're straight ahead outlaw country. They're you know, Merle Haggard. They're, if you guys like that, they're fantastic. And Bill Kirchen is kind of from, there was a band back in the early 70s by the name of Commander Cody, and they had a top 10 hit with their version of Hot Rod Lincoln, and he's the guitarist from that band. And so he can still play that smoking guitar lick, and he's great. So anybody who likes rockabilly, western swing, straight ahead rock and roll, they're going to love the show.
Fantastic. And I love that the concert itself goes back to cover the cost of the music therapy program, because that makes sense. And that is such an important program that you guys offer at Hospice.
It is. It's a wonderful program. It's probably what I hear most from our patients' families, that it was so meaningful to them. And I think it's a really great and unique thing that we can offer it to all of our patients.
Yeah, 100% of ticket proceeds go right to the music therapy department. And as a physician who's worked in hospices around the country, I will say that Blue Ridge Hospice's music therapy department is second to none. I mean, it's amazing. We have board-certified full-time music therapists, and that's a very rare thing to find in hospice care. And so to have the department that we have, and I see it all the time as a physician who all go out and do home visits, and the music therapist may be there right before I get there, and I get to see how relaxed the patient is, or how someone with advanced dementia may start to sing along and they haven't spoken in 6 months. And it's truly remarkable to see.
Yeah, music does have just kind of that effect. It's one of the things that I love. I was joking with Annie before we went on the air, before you got here, Dr. Flynn, about how I don't even listen to the radio. But music is one of those things where I could be somewhere and hear a song, and immediately you are transported back to wherever you were when you heard it the first time, whether it was high school or somebody's wedding. I can see where that would have so many benefits from a medical perspective, just in your mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, studies have shown that along with things like pet therapy, music therapy, decreases blood pressure, decreases heart rate, helps dramatically with pain control. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that getting into those deep recesses of the brain where a song that touched us when we were 16 comes back to us, just like smelling cookies brings us back to our grandmother's house when we were five, you know, it's that kind of same neural pathways that are so important. And that's why it's something that we are really committed to in hospice care.
So, Annie, the Butterfly Run is a fundraiser for hospice in general.
Correct.
And that's because Blue Ridge Hospice is unique in that they are a nonprofit hospice, and that's not as common as people think, right?
Right. And it allows us to do so much more for our patients and their families and the community as a whole. So, being a nonprofit, it allows us to provide care for the patients and families who may not have the financial means. It allows us to provide crisis care, whether a local family under our care needs clothing, household items, what have you. We have things like music therapy. We have chaplains on staff. And we also offer grief support to our entire community. And I just think that makes us unique, special, and something that, you know, we love our community because they support us. So we want to do as much for them as we can.
So, Dr. Flynn, explain to me, Chief Medical Director, what is that exactly? I mean, obviously you're a doctor, so that kind of helps, I would assume.
It helps. It helps on certain days.
Yeah, how does that fit into hospice overall?
Well, you know, the Chief Medical Director, it's part administrative, part clinical. And so, yeah, as a physician, I was started out in family practice and then found my way into hospice care. And the Chief Medical Director at Blue Ridge Hospice, my role is really to kind of oversee our fantastic medical staff that we have. We have, myself included, 3 full-time physicians and 3 nurse practitioners. Oh. So we have a provider staff of 6, which, you know, is amazing. I think that one of the things that I think other for-profit hospices may not be able to compete with us, as we have a medical staff that is as strong as we are. And so I oversee them. And then it's administrative duties that allow us to do what we need to do. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to round in our inpatient unit in Winchester every day too. So I still get to see patients and I still get to, have my hand in things like the One More Song and other administrative duties. So I'm lucky. I get to do a lot of many different things.
Well, and I think, and we talked about this briefly earlier as well, I think a lot of people don't realize that when a family member is admitted to hospice,
right,
it kind of starts a whole new process. It's, we think of hospice as end-of-life issues and support, but a lot of times it's a new beginning for some patients because they get you and a whole different perspective from a medical care outlook, right?
It is a different perspective. You're right. And you know, I think sometimes people refer to hospice like the H word. You know, it's something that is taboo. And certainly when it's approached to them by their doctors, it can be a pretty heavy topic, obviously. And at the same time, what we try to do when we get our first visit in is really set the patient and their families at ease. Because, you know, certainly the reality is, yes, we are dealing with a terminal illness, but the focus that Blue Ridge Hospice has is that what we are, and generally about what hospice is about living. It's about living each day as best as we can. And so however many days we have, we're going to live each day as best as we can. And our job is to help you do that. And so it's not about stopping medications. It's not about, you know, some of the misconceptions that are out there. It's really to build trust, rapport, and a really, truly wonderful relationship between patient, family, caregivers, and our hospice team.
And quality of life.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, can we talk a little bit about some of the misconceptions? Because I think that's one of those things that a lot of people, once they hear it, the light goes off in their head and they're like, oh, I didn't know that. And that's the easiest way to get rid of a misconception is to teach somebody how wrong it is. And then they tell all of their friends and it helps a lot easier. So can we do that when we come back?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We are in the studio today. Annie Bradfield is here with us. She is the Chief Marketing and Development Officer for Blue Ridge Hospice. Dr. Flynn is their Chief Medical Director. I am Janet Michael, and you are listening to The Valley Today. Me again. I bet you were expecting to hear a commercial. Well, that's kind of what this is. First, though, I want to thank you for listening to the Valley Today podcast. You're one of thousands who listen to the show this way every month. Sometimes it's because our listeners didn't know that if they're away from the radio, they can still listen on our website via the TuneIn app on their phone or even on Alexa. The podcast is available every afternoon on theriver953.com, in the Apple Podcast app, the Google Podcast app, and on Spotify. Pretty much anywhere you can listen to a podcast. By the way, you can subscribe using any of those apps for free. But sometimes our listeners are just busy and they want to listen when it fits their schedule, or it's a guest of the show and they want to hear what they sounded like when they were on the radio. Most of my guests share their podcast via their website and social media outlets, so then their family, friends, and customers can also hear the interview. We even have a few binge listeners who listen to a week's worth at a time. Can you even imagine? So if you want those people, your potential customers, to hear your message, this could have been your ad. And the bonus, your commercial isn't restricted to just 30 or 60 seconds. Plus, there's even the opportunity to be the exclusive sponsor of the Valley Today podcast. That gets you on-air mentions at the end of every show. If any of this sounds interesting to you, give me a call at the station, 540-635-4121, or send me an email to janet@theriver953.com, and keep listening. Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are in the studio today having a conversation with Annie Bradfield. I wrote it down wrong first, and now I can't even say her last name. Annie Bradfield is here with us along with Dr. Flynn. They are both with Blue Ridge Hospice. So, Dr. Flynn, we were talking in the first segment about some of the unique care options, or not even necessarily unique care options, but how Blue Ridge Hospice is unique from other hospices that some people may know of. And you were talking about misconceptions.
Right. Yeah.
So tell me what you run into a lot of times of what people think hospice is, which isn't actually the case.
You know, I think people think hospice is the end. I mean, I'll just be frank. I think that, you know, we hear that word and we think that, my gosh, my mom has 2 days left to live. When in fact, you know, the hospice benefit is really designed to be with us for at least 6 months before we do pass, if that's the expected outcome. And so, you know, really the misconception is that I only have days left to live, that hospice is going to come in and just give me morphine until I pass away. And that really is not the case at all. You know, again, I came to hospice care from family practice about 11 years ago, and I did not know much about hospice care and quickly learned that really what hospice care does is we really meet the patient where they are. we meet the patient and family where they need us to be. And so our goal, as you had said, is quality of life. How do we, however the patient defines quality of life, our job is to maximize that. And so we are not here to take away medications. We're certainly here to make sure that what medications you are on make sense and that they directly impact your quality of life. So sometimes we're on a whole host of meds that we don't really need to be on, but there are certain medications that are important to stay on. And pain medication oftentimes is an important part of that role, but not always. And so we really tailor our care plan to what the patient needs so that each day can be a good one for them.
And you work a lot with their primary care physicians. It's not like you just take their old chart and throw it in the trash and start from scratch. I mean, you kind of pick up where they left off
exactly.
And look at it from a different perspective.
Absolutely. You know, we work hand in hand with patients' primary care doctors. Oftentimes, the primary care doctors remain their primary care doctor, even though they are now in hospice care. And hospice, we basically collaborate with that primary care community physician who knows them very well, better than we do. And we have a great relationship with the primary care doctors in the area so that they still kind of run the show, but we are here to facilitate. Sometimes primary care doctors will say, you know what, hospice, why don't you go ahead and take over and I'm here if you need me. But it's ultimately the physician's call and the patient's call. So we make sure that we're doing what everyone wants.
And I know you have the inpatient facility that's located, is it on Cork Street?
Exactly. It's the old hospital there in Winchester, right on Cork Street.
It's where I was born.
Was it really?
I'm showing my age here. Yeah, that was the hospital I was born in. But that's not the only option for someone who is seeking hospice care, because you can do in-home care as well.
Indeed. And that's the vast majority of what we do. We do, I would say, you know, 98% of our patients are in the home or facility type setting where they live. And so either our patients live in long-term facilities or they live at home with families and caregivers. And that's the whole mission of hospice, is to allow someone to be where they want to be. And the inpatient care center is really for those folks who might be in crisis and we need to really help them in that situation. And it's a wonderful option. But the vast majority of patients, we treat them right where they are, and allows me as a doctor to do house calls, which is unheard of. You know, and if I need to do a 2-hour home visit, I have the privilege of doing it. And that's a word I always use when I talk about this job, is privilege, because that's the best word I can use to describe it. And I get to see where, you know, a patient lives, and I get to, you know, have their dog jump on me, and I get to, you know, see all the wonderful things that go on in a patient's life that really allow us to treat them as a whole.
And I think that's the thing, too, that sets hospice apart from any other primary care physician or any other medical situation that they're in, is you spend a lot of time focusing not just on the patient, but their family, because they're also going through the situation and making sure they're comfortable and they understand what this process is.
Absolutely. And that's why one of the many wonderful things about hospice care is that it is a team. You know, I want to emphasize that we're really a team of people who come to help assess and treat that patient. And so I'm just one small spoke in that wheel. But, you know, to help with the family, there are social workers, there are chaplain services, we have volunteer aides, and a host of other services that really treat that patient and family as a whole, because there are so many dynamics that make up someone's quality of life.
And Annie, along the lines of misconceptions, you touched briefly on support groups. I think that's one of the things that I think a lot of people probably think, well, I didn't use hospice, or my family didn't need their services, so I can't go to one of these grief support groups. That's not at all the case either, right?
No, that's not the case. Actually, our grief support is for the entire community, people that have been affected by loss, death, and things like that. And if you go to blueridgehospice.org, you can see all of the groups that we have laid out, when they are, where they are. And we also offer individual grief counseling. And all those things are free of charge to the community.
And that kind of goes back to being a nonprofit, which is why I would guess fundraising is so important to you. And we'll go back again and have you give me a quick recap of these events. But that's the bottom line, is you have to raise money in order to provide all of these services at no charge to all of your patients.
Exactly. As a nonprofit, we want to do the very best for our patients, their families, and the community as a whole. And being a nonprofit actually allows us to do that. We don't have to stay in a strict profit budget margin. So we get to do all these fun events and work with the community to raise money so that we can provide the grief support, all the extra programs for our patients, and just top-notch quality care.
And I'm sure that these events, too, are a great way to educate the community on some of these misconceptions and the different types of services that are available through hospice.
Absolutely. We have an amazing staff at Blue Ridge Hospice that love to come out and attend these events. And so if you see anyone in a Blue Ridge Hospice shirt or especially at One More Song, we'll definitely be getting up and telling you all about our amazing music therapy program.
So give me the details one more time for the 17th Annual Butterfly Run.
Sure. So 17th Annual Butterfly Run, it's a 5K, 10K walk or run. You can walk. And it is at the beautiful State Arboretum. That's right off Route 50, Frederick County, outside Virginia. And it's going to be a beautiful time of the year. It's October 19th. Registration at 8 a.m. The race starts at 9 a.m., but you can also register online ahead of time. And if you do the 10K, you actually go as far as Long Branch Plantation. You run through a barn, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool. When I was at Blandy a few weeks ago, I drove around, and I think I probably got lost because I wasn't sure where I was going to end up until I figured out where I was. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine running that because it's just gorgeous out there.
It is gorgeous. It's beautiful. We have a lot of volunteers that come out to help our runners through the race, so we will not let you get lost.
Do you need volunteers? Is that something that is often helpful, especially for events like this?
We are always looking for volunteers for all of our programs. One of the great things about Blue Ridge Hospice is we have almost 1,000 volunteers every year that work with us. It's incredible. It saves us around $1 million a year.
Nice. So tell me about the concert.
So the concert is also on October 19th. It's our fourth annual One More Song benefit concert, and all proceeds benefit our music therapy program. We have Bill Kirchen and Too Much Fun headlining with Wayne Lee Ray, and that is at B-Chord Brewery in Round Hill. The doors open at 7, and the show starts at 8.
And I know you are very excited about this because you, even during the break, you were talking about where some of these people were just performing over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited. That's going to be a great show. I mean, Bill Kirchen, again, I know him really well. I don't know if your audience knows him, but again, if they like, you know, he's hard to describe, but he's called the Titan of the Telecaster, and he he plays everything from rockabilly to western swing, everything from Tom Petty to Johnny Cash. I mean, he's fantastic, and you know, I can't speak more about his live show. Just him and two guys, a 3-piece band, but they make it sound like a 7-piece orchestra. And you'll have a great fun, and I'm going to be out doing the run too, so I'll be out there running. It's my third year running. It's a beautiful course.
So now your people are going to stop you and say, "Hey, I heard you on the radio.
That's
brace
right.
yourself.
That's right.
You'll have to start getting 8x10 glossies.
Fair
and
enough.
Do
I've got them ready to go."
So, any worst case scenario, somebody can't make it to either one of these events, there are other opportunities for them to donate and give to hospice, though, right?
Absolutely. You can donate anytime at blueridgehospice.org. Also, we encourage our racers for the Butterfly Run to fundraise. So even if you can't come out, just go ahead to our website. You'll find all the information for the Butterfly Run, and you can support some of our runners' fundraisers.
And I know one of my favorite ways is the thrift stores. I am all about the thrift stores. So tell me how I can help you and shop at the same time.
Yes, you can get a deal and make a difference at any 8 of our thrift shops around
that.
The area. Yes, isn't that nice? So not only can you shop in our stores, you can donate your used goods. And if you have too much to bring in yourself, you can call us and we'll come pick it up for you wherever you are. We also have an e-recycling program. So not only is it great for people who have been stocking up on all those old electronics because it costs money
to get rid of them.
It helps the environment, and we can then dismantle and sell off the parts, and it helps. The proceeds from that help our mission as well.
Nice. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of years ago, me and 3 or 4 of my girlfriends all got together and did a big yard sale at her house. And then when it was over, we looked around and realized, okay, the good thing about 4 of us coming together was that we had a lot of stuff to sell. The bad thing was at the end of the yard sale, we still had a lot of stuff. So we called hospice, and you guys did. You came and you picked it all up and took it away, and none of it went back to any of our houses.
Isn't that the
That's
best?
Great.
That was the best part about all of it. So where can people get more information about hospice, the services, and all of that stuff? Can you give me a quick rundown of that one more time?
Absolutely. Just go to blueridgehospice.org. All the information is there. Or you can always give us a call. It's 540-313-9200.
And then they should look for you at the race. And then I'm assuming you're going to be at the concert with your cigarette lighter and being that guy.
I will be that guy.
Well, we are going to wrap up today's episode. We have been chatting with Annie Bradfield. She is the Chief Marketing and Development Officer for Blue Ridge Hospice. Dr. Flynn has also been here. He is the Chief Medical Director. Thank you both again for coming to hang out with
Thank
me.
Thank you.
It's been great. Thank you for having us.
We are going to be back in the studio tomorrow. It is Tourism Tuesday, Front Royal Warren County edition. So Felicia Hart is going to come hang out with me for a little bit. And if you missed any of the shows from last week, remember you can always go over to theriver953.com, click on the Valley Today banner that is on the front page. That'll take you to the Valley Today page where all of the podcasts are. And if you haven't been to Art at the Mill yet, I suggest you head over there. I was there yesterday. It is a phenomenal experience. So I hope you'll meet me back here tomorrow. I'll have a brand new episode of the Valley Today.